每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
4月19日，胜过死亡。天使对妇女说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了，你们来看安放主的地方。马太福音28章5到6节。在主耶稣受难的第三日，圣经说，忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。马太福音28章2到4节。尽管有圣经学者试图估算那块石头的重量，但是我们无需推测，因为无论有没有那块石头，耶稣都可以从坟墓里出来。圣经之所以记载这些，是为了让后代了解复活这个巨大的神迹。当玛利亚低头往坟墓里看的时候，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。约翰福音20章11到12节。坐在坟墓外的一个天使宣布了一个世人所听过的最伟大的消息，说他不在这里，因为他复活了。这几句话改变了宇宙历史。黑暗和绝望都死去了，人们的心中生出了盼望和期待。让我们一起祷告。天父，你使耶稣从死里复活，我们为此欢喜快乐。我们赞美你，因为你的大能不仅彰显在复活之上，也彰显在奉耶稣之名所宣讲的福音之上。奉耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
April 19th, the defeat of death. And the angel answered and said to the women, Don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen.As he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Matthew 28:5-6. On the third day after his death, the Bible says, And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His face was like lightning,and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers shook, became like dead men. Matthew 28:2-4. Though some Bible students have tried to estimate how much this stone weighed, we need not speculate because Jesus could have come out of that tomb whether the stone was there or not.The Bible mentions it so that generations to come can know something of the tremendous miracle of resurrection that took place. As Mary looked into the tomb, she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. John 20:11-12. Then one of the angels who was sitting outside the tomb proclaimed the greatest message that the world has ever heard. He is not here, for he is risen. Those few words changed the history of the universe. Darkness and despair died. Hope and anticipation were born in the hearts of men. Let us pray. Father, you have raised Jesus from the dead, and in this we rejoice and we praise you because of your mighty power that is exhibited not only in the resurrection, but also in the gospel that is proclaimed in Jesus' name.